USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Police in a rural New Mexico town on the scene of an active shooter situation. Schools and businesses near an intersection in the town of Farmington, which is northwest of Albuquerque, had been locked down. Police say at least three people are dead, including the gunman. Two officers were shot, and there are a number of civilian casualties. Still no closer as the debt limit deadline approaches. That's the word from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I still think it's far apart. It doesn't seem to be the answer they wanted. It just seems that they want to look like they're in a meeting, but they're not talking anything serious.
He said he believes a deal must be reached by this weekend to raise the debt ceiling in order for there to be enough time for it to pass through Congress before June. McCarthy, Biden, and other congressional leaders are set to meet at the White House tomorrow. Consumer debt has hit a record high in the first quarter of this year. The New York Federal Reserve says consumer debt is now more than $17 trillion. Total borrowing across all categories rose nearly $150 billion during the first 3 months of the year. Is he or isn't he running? That was the question for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today, as his political operation is reportedly moving to Tallahassee.
As the attacks have ramped up, you know, we've had to create some cover for us, not only in our office, but out there. So there's a variety of things that go into that. And, you know, all I will say is I promised we would deliver big. We have. Obviously, we've got a couple more things left on the agenda. I'm going to sign the budget soon.
The move, another sign DeSantis is planning a 2024 presidential campaign because he'll be required to file paperwork with federal elections officials within 15 days. It's National Police Week, and President Biden wants cops to know he's on their side.
We thank our law enforcement community and recognize the heroism, selflessness, and absolute courage of officers all across America.
In a video posted to Twitter, Biden said defunding the police is not the answer, but providing more resources and training is. This is USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
the U.S. Supreme Court is blocking an Alabama execution that was to be carried out by lethal injection. Kenneth Smith, who was sentenced to death in 1988, wanted lethal gas to be used because of the pain an injection would cause him. He claimed forcing the injection would violate his right to be free of cruel and unusual punishment. An appeals court had previously ruled in Smith's favor the same day the state tried to execute him by lethal injection, but they had trouble inserting the needle. A new study shows that we're hanging onto our cars longer than ever.
According to Edmunds.com, the average price of a new car, truck, or SUV is about $48,000. That's about 24% more than the average cost before the pandemic. And the interest rate on a typical auto loan these days is around 7%. The combination means we're driving the cars we have longer. S&P Global Mobility pegs the average age of the car on the road today at a record 12 and a half years. I'm Lance Pry.
Martha Stewart has become the oldest person to be a Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model. The 81-year-old graces the cover of the magazine's 2023 swimsuit issue. She says to be on the cover at her age was a diet and exercise challenge. And it's Game 7 tonight in the second-round NHL playoff series between the Seattle Kraken and Dallas Stars. The winner of tonight's game will face the Vegas Golden Knights in the Western Conference Finals. In the East, it's the Florida Panthers taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.